You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
This morning, we're going to be speaking with PhD candidate for the School of Environment at the University of Auckland. We're speaking with Finn Lee. Good morning, Finn. Oh, I've got the... Sorry, I had the wrong mic on.
Oh, did you? Am I there now?
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking at some research that you have been doing on fresh water streams up north in New Zealand.
Yeah, in the sort of South Auckland region from Waiuku across to Clevedon.
Brilliant. Hey, I just wanted to kind of ask to begin with, just to kind of get an idea of what you are researching. Tell us about your research.
Okay, so this work was done as part of my master's in 2015, and it's just been published recently. And it's sort of looking at the effects that agricultural land use have on streams, and then how those in-stream habitat changes can then facilitate the spread of an invasive fish. And I was looking at mosquito fish.
Can you tell us about mosquito fish and like where, because mosquito fish isn't from New Zealand.
No, that's correct. So it's an invasive species. It was first introduced to New Zealand in the 1920s and it was introduced to the Auckland domain, and it sort of spread from there throughout the North Island. And now it's found in all over the North Island, but in particular from Bay of Plenty northwards. And it was originally introduced to control mosquito populations.
Right.
Because the idea is the mosquito lay their larvae in water, and then these little fish would come along and eat the larvae. The effectiveness of this has now sort of come into question because mosquito fish also eat other invertebrates, which eat mosquito larvae. So it's like the net effect with a lot of these things when we have an intentional introductions.
So it's turning into this like negative cycle almost.
Yeah, or just they're not doing what we thought they would. But they've been introduced all over the world. It's probably one of the most widely distributed freshwater fish species.
So it's affecting other places other than New Zealand?
Yeah, it's all over the world. Europe, Australia. It's originally from the United States, around the south there. But yeah, it's everywhere now, and like especially where there's malaria and things like this, they introduce them to try and eat the mosquitoes. And I think in some situations they can be effective, but generally when it's out in the wild and there's a whole lot of different interactions going on.
What native fish, because I believe it's native fish that they're affecting, and also frogs.
So in New Zealand, very little work has been done to determine what effects they have. There's been some lab work done where they put white bait in a tank with mosquito fish and look at the interactions, and in that situation mosquito fish would sort of fin nip the natives and attack their eyes, and the natives didn't do so well. Internationally they're known to prey on amphibian larvae, other fish, and they eat masses of invertebrates. In New Zealand we haven't done a lot of studies, but generally the sort of streams that they're found in are these agricultural streams, which there aren't a lot of native fish in anyway, because they're often quite degraded habitats.
Okay. But if it is, and if it does, like these fish do go into other streams where there are species that are kind of important to our culture and like our environment, what kind of effects could this have? Could it be major?
It's really hard to say. Yeah. There's definitely the potential for effects and interactions, and especially with invertebrates and things like this, you know, they just... Gambusia can reach, mosquito fish reach very high quantities, so they can be consuming a lot of invertebrates and things like that. I guess the sort of the angle we were more interested in was this idea that land use, we know it affects in-stream conditions, you know, it degrades water quality, it maybe increases sediment input, nutrient inputs, but this, the idea that it facilitates the spread and distribution of an invasive species is kind of an effect that maybe we haven't thought about so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So are you wanting your research to kind of be pushed forward and for people to kind of have more of a... Can you explain to me how agricultural land does affect the water streams?
Yeah, sure. So where you have a lot of agricultural land use in the catchment, obviously there's going to be less native vegetation and things like that present, and there's going to be a lot of fertilizer applied to the lands, lots of cows pooing and peeing everywhere. So a lot of that will then run off into streams. So there we get nutrient and sediment inputs. The sediment will clog up the gravel and things like this, which destroys habitat for invertebrates and fish. If there's no riparian vegetation, so vegetation along the edge of the stream, then that increases solar radiation, and that along with nutrients inputs will increase the amount of macrophytes and algae. So that's where you see you know, streams just kind of clogged up with vegetation and things like this. So it completely changes the habitat structure of the streams in terms of if you're a native fish and you're used to a forested stream with nice, fast flowing water, high dissolved oxygen, that's your preferred habitat, right? And then you change it so that the water's really slow flowing, there's lots of vegetation, there's lots of macrophytes. That's a completely different habitat to what the native species are wanting. And it turns out that that's the kind of habitat that these invasive fish quite like.
Weird.
Yeah.
Was it a... Did you expect to discover this?
This particular species is known to have high tolerances to sort of poor water quality and degradation and things like that. But, yeah, so obviously the goal going in was this hypothesis that as degradation increases, we see an increase in proliferation of these species. And we kind of suspect that you'll probably see it with certain invasive aquatic plants, potentially with other certain invasive aquatic invertebrates, just that the research hasn't really been done looking at those other species.
So how can we move forward to avoid these agricultural pieces of land kind of infiltrating and invading our water systems, our streams? Because, I mean, there has been a lot of discussion recently in the paper. I mean, Greenpeace, for instance, they released this video kind of showing the effects that farming can have and is having on our waterways.
Yeah.
And it has caused like a lot of kind of shock.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a very sort of topical issue at the moment. I think kind of a lot of people have grown up swimming in rivers and things like that, and maybe now those swimming holes that they used to go to are no longer accessible, or the water quality's gone, or there's health risks associated with swimming. I think in terms of this particular species we were looking at, to control its spread and increased abundances, I think a lot of the measures that are already sort of being taken in agricultural catchments would probably help to control the mosquito fish. So that's the things like planting up the riparian margin. So if you have a big strip in between your paddock and the river that's planted with native vegetation, that's going to stop some of the surface runoff coming in. And if they're big, decent-sized trees, they'll shade out the stream or the river, and then that will reduce macrophyte growth and improve flow. So that sort of turns it back into the system that it originally was. I think it's pretty hard to get it completely perfect just by planting a riparian strip, but I think that should go a long way to improving water quality and then at the same time potentially reducing the spread and abundance of this fish that we were looking at.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So where are you wanting your study to go?
I'm done with that research now. That was part of my master's carried out in 2015. I've just been slowly chipping away and getting it published. So that's under the belt and out of the way now. So now I've sort of moved on to the PhD, which is taking a slightly different direction, looking at more general biodiversity in rivers. And one of my colleagues is doing some more work, another PhD student, Emma, in the School of Environment. She's sort of looking at ecosystem effects of these fish and that sort of thing. So she's got out at Ardmore a whole lot of big mesocosm experiments set up looking at sort of the effects of these fish.
Honestly, I mean, I didn't know that there was so much to kind of the structure of the environment or the structure of the land and how, like, you know, when you have these trees that are surrounded by a stream, it can actually help to keep it healthy and keep it clear of all these bacteria that are coming from, like, the land above.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's all linked. I think there's a famous quote that sort of rivers are the gutters of the landscape or something like that. You know, whatever you do on land is going to affect what happens in the rivers and in the streams.
But it seems to be that people have kind of forgotten that.
I think so. And I mean, it's really good now that water quality in rivers and the biotic integrity of rivers is getting a lot more attention in the media and things now, because I think it's slowly been getting degraded and now it's sort of reached this point where
it needs
people are kind of like, oh crap, we need to do something about this, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, and in terms of like the agricultural context, there's a lot of good work being done, and that's sort of hopefully we'll start to see the fruits from that soon.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Finn, for coming in this morning and joining us and talking about your study. It's really interesting. I totally was very clueless as to all of this stuff, so it's really nice to kind of be a bit more informed and understand, I suppose, the cycle of life and how everything affects everything.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with your PhD.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.